Yesterday's United States Supreme Court decision that the 1964 Civil Rights Act protects gay, lesbian, and transgender employees from discrimination based on sex means new protections for many people in states where no specific, on-paper, legal protection for LGBTQ employees existed. The 6-3 decision comes almost 5 years after voters in Fayetteville passed a civil rights ordinance that included protection for LGBTQ residents and workers. Since that passage, with backing from the city council and mayor, the ordinance has been superseded by a state law that does not allow a city in Arkansas to extend protections not already provided by state law. The Arkansas Supreme Court last year ruled the state law made the city ordinance in Fayetteville null. That was a unanimous ruling from the Arkansas Supreme Court. Following yesterday's decision from the U.S. Supreme Court, we asked Fayetteville City Attorney Kit Williams about this most recent development in the ongoing saga.
The United States Supreme Court ruled yesterday in support of equality and against discrimination inflicted upon our gay, lesbian, and transgender citizens. This is exactly what Fayetteville's own Uniform Civil Rights Protection Ordinance did after our citizens voted to support and enact that ordinance almost 5 years ago. The decision by the United States Supreme Court shows that Mayor Jordan, our city council, and our Fayetteville citizens had it right when they sought to protect our gay, lesbian, and transgender citizens from discrimination. The Arkansas legislature brought shame to our state when it passed its Right to Discriminate Act, deviously titled the Interstate Commerce Improvement Act. Arkansas Attorney General sued Fayetteville and fought for over 3 years to nullify our citizens' effort to support equality. The wisdom of Circuit Judge Doug Martin's ruling upholding our Uniform Civil Rights Protection Ordinance has also been vindicated by the United States Supreme Court decision yesterday. But sadly, the Arkansas Supreme Court reversed Judge Martin and ruled that the legislators' Right to Discriminate Act voided our citizen-passed Uniform Civil Rights Protection Ordinance. It is too late to attempt an appeal to the federal courts now, but this United States Supreme Court landmark ruling proves that the Fayetteville City Council and our Fayetteville citizens were absolutely correct to support equality for all of our citizens.
Kit Williams is Fayetteville City Attorney and made his comments after yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that the 1964 Civil Rights Act protects gay, lesbian, and transgender employees from discrimination based on sex. This is Ozarks at Large.